Hey guys, Tyler Watson here with Impact to Income. Thanks again for joining me on the show today. I'm going to share a commitment piece. A commitment piece that, again, was a huge factor in my success and in success of a lot of the people I've coached. And what it is, it comes down to committing to be rich. Committing to be rich. When I first heard this concept, I thought it was ridiculous. I was like, well, why would you commit to be rich? Of course, like, if it's your desire, like, you just desire to be rich, or you can just want to be rich. But something happens when a person commits to being rich. There's a difference between desire, want, need, and commitment. And when someone makes a commitment, there is a psychological and physiological shift that occurs within a person's body that actually produces more hormones of testosterone that will help people stay motivated. It will help people make lasting impressions. When someone says, I commit, and if they have kept little commitments in the past, it gets even better and better and better. If people have broken their commitments, then it's really tough, and you got to actually forgive and then start again, right? So if you're truly desiring wealth, number one, I would ask you, why do you want to be wealthy? Why do you want to be wealthy? Number two, what are you going to do with that wealth? What are you going to do with that wealth? What kind of impact are you going to make? The third part is, what kind of legacy are you going to leave with being rich? So as you're thinking about whether or not you truly want to be rich, and rich to me is more than just having a lot of money, but it's creating an impact and a movement and having the relationships you desire in every aspect of your life, health, wealth, relationships, all of it. So when you're committing to this, I'm going to invite you to do what I did, where I was tired of mediocrity. I was sick and tired of not getting results. I was tired of seeing people struggle all around me and share their sob stories. And I wanted to see some results. I wanted to see people living their dreams and living their ideal lifestyle. So I got out a piece of paper and I woke up one morning and I was just like, I wrote myself a letter, and I actually wrote to my higher power. Two people. I wrote to myself and my higher power. And I wrote, Dear Higher Power, and my higher power is God. So I was like, Dear God, I commit to being wealthy and rich and using that wealth to help the people around me, to build the kingdom, to do these things that I felt was important for me. And I wrote out my commitment over a paragraph, two paragraphs, three paragraphs long of my commitment. And I told myself and to God, no matter what I go through, no matter the pain, no matter the struggle, I commit to do whatever it takes. As long as it's legal, moral, ethical, fun, and intelligent, I am going to try my hardest. I'm going to put forth my effort, and I'm going to have joy on the journey. And then I committed to myself within that letter. And I committed to both myself and my higher power. And if you have a spouse, it's really good to make a commitment to them as well. So beyond that, you know, be just writing it, then I would speak it. And after I was done writing the whole commitment, then I would speak it. And I read it to my spouse. I said, honey, this is what I commit to. And I am going to live my life with this in mind, to help you have your dream, to help you get your grand piano, to help you be able to fulfill your dreams that you've always wanted but never could because you didn't have the money. And I want to be that provider. I want to be that person to commit to being wealthy for good, to make that impact. So if you have not committed to being rich, to being wealthy, then I want you to commit today. Commit to yourself, commit to the universe, your higher power, whatever you believe in. I want you to commit, make a commitment, because things will get tough. I have people who coach with me, and it's not easy. It gets tough. And when people want to quit, you've got to go back to your commitment of saying, why am I doing this? What is this purpose? Am I really going to pack in 40 years of experience in 1 year? Am I committed to doing what it takes? Am I committed to hasten this process? Am I committed to be successful? To be more successful than any of my ancestors in the past? I commit. Go out and commit. It'll be the best thing you've ever done. Thanks for joining me today. Tyler Watson with Impact to Income, and we'll see you on the next show.